Welcome to the 36 Point Reflex Blue Show. Superb Owl Spectacular. I.
Holy moly.
Oh, goodness. Donovan, it's me. I'm Nate Voss. You're Donovan Berry.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
It's our show. We feel pretty good about that. New listeners, we do this. It's a thing. We talk about Super Bowl. We talk about ads from the big game. I was actually at a website like today, and they had bought airtime on the Super Bowl, and then on their website couldn't use the word Super Bowl. I don't know why that's so rough, but it is. This year we have no game show format. We have no crazy hosts or Burger King eating contests. However, Donovan,
that Nate knows of,
I told you, Burger King eating contest will be met with such a hissy fit that the legend will go down for all time. Such a hissy fit, Donovan Berry. But let's talk. We have amazing friends with us today. I'm going to start on my right. We're going to work our way around. Welcome back to the show, everyone, please. The lovely and talented Ashley McFeely, the design princess herself.
Hello. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
I absolutely loved it. I'm a Packers fan, so it was a glory day for me.
You told me a minute ago that you lost your damn mind.
I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was running around in my socks and wearing my cheese head, so celebrating.
Just your socks and your cheese head?
Stop.
Is that too much for Steve?
I almost had to leave the room.
Steve wasn't even wearing a cheese head.
Your brain cannot unsee that now, Steve.
I know.
To Ashley's left, Joe Sperano, welcome back for your second appearance on the show.
Thank you.
What was this?
It was on my right.
Oh, on your, did I say left?
Doesn't translate to the radio.
It's fine. Yeah. He's over there, Joe.
Irrelevant.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Cutting smart bombs of design wisdom.
That's too much pressure.
We're looking forward to it. Second best hair in the room tonight.
First best voice, though. Listen at that thing.
That's totally not true. Actually, something is going on in this software. It changes my voice. People who listened to the podcast last time did not know it was me.
Yeah.
There's something going on. It's really weird. I don't know.
We auto-tune only him.
Yeah, you forgot to turn off the awesome filter.
Yeah, we really should auto-tune one of these shows. If someone listening could go ahead and just auto-tune a segment and send it in, we want to hear that. So, Joe, welcome to the show. You're Donovan. You're always here.
Yeah, and then hanging from the ceiling, since it's radio, no one can tell anyway, we actually have brought back Aaron Stubbe.
Hello, everybody.
Aaron from our mega-popular How to Present Work to Clients series of shows, actually.
Smashing success.
Yes. Tremendous success, as we've heard it. And then Steve Borden. So, we're going to talk about Super Bowl ads.
Wait, why did Ashley is the only one who got the claps?
Dude.
No, he asked a question, that's an answer, not a response.
Oh my god, that was so much fun. Please don't ever edit that.
No.
I too want to know why Ashley has the claps.
Is anyone, Donovan, can you explain it for us?
And Nate, do we cut for a break now and come back later?
So last year, I felt like we had...
How many commercials were there?
Oh, God, man.
Was it like 50-ish?
I thought there was like 60.
Well, in the show? Oh, on the Super Bowl. Yeah. Watch them in here.
I want to say I felt like there was like 3 commercials per show. You sent a link, and that had more. And then there was another like that had more. And if we're counting like...
There's something that come right after like the official Super Bowl hours are over. Yeah, are those counted as Super Bowl ads?
No, we're only counting the ones played during the game, so halftime ones don't count, before and at pregame.
So the last one should have been the Chevy ad.
Yes.
Right.
Well, the only ones that they really aired, I think, during halftime was, you know, as Ollie Moss put it, a warning from the future about music, but also they shilled for, like, Fox shows. So, like, the whole halftime, like, ad spectrum was, like, for the, like, new Chicago show and, like, Glee.
Or local.
Right.
Local dude.
Also, I would add, what about spots that we've already been seen, like the Ford commercial with Dennis Leary?
Right.
Not counting, right?
Clearly, we don't need to count those. I like that we're setting up some ground
rules. I'm going with the official ones, which is on AOL. They have the website.
Oh, is that where it is?
Isn't it?
We've sent around so many goddamn links to it.
You know, they have the official link with all the posts. It'll be in the post about this show.
Yeah.
And we're only counting those.
And Donovan and I were in Spokane, Washington with some fine folks up there who invited us up. Watching the Super Bowl in the fanciest bar that a Super Bowl can be watched upon.
Man, that food was good, though.
The food was very good. Company was excellent, but then we were like, okay, we need to watch the end of this game at a for real sports bar where people are losing their shit. And then we attained that, and it was pretty great. I enjoyed it. Okay, so we're actually naming awards. We're not just talking about ads. We got a series of categories here. We're gonna work our way through, and the goal is to build consensus for a winner, as well as one runner-up in each category. We are looking again for consensus. We're gonna talk them out. We're gonna be back in just a second. We're gonna do that. Okay, and also if you hear the rustling, we have multiple chips, dips, M&Ms, and Jimmy John's happening at this table. So, like, that's awesome. So, all right, let's start it off. Category the first. Best, in quotation marks, best use of a celebrity or retired athlete are the picks that I got before the show are Roseanne getting hit by a tree, Brisk's M&M, Claymation M&M, I believe that one, GoDaddy, which had Workout Girl from Biggest Loser and
Danica Patrick.
Yeah, Jillian Michaels.
Do we have any that we need
and
to?
And Joan Rivers. There were two of those.
And Joan Rivers. Right. Oh, that's right. Okay, okay.
And I'm going to throw in there Darth Vader.
And
Anakin Skywalker, little guy.
I'm sorry, disqualified, not an actual celebrity. Yeah. If it was David Prowse.
I was going to
say that was the best one.
Dude. I wouldn't say Darth Vader and not an actual celebrity in the same sentence ever again.
Okay.
But it wasn't actually Darth Vader.
You don't know that for sure.
Thankfully.
We don't have to use that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to have to use that in the sentence again.
It's the character that should have played Anakin in the first prequel.
Yeah.
That's true.
No argument there.
It should have just been a costume. Like, I'll just keep it. It's a good look.
Yeah, just go for it. Okay, do we have any to add? Ashley, do you have any to add?
Well, I don't know that this necessarily counts as a commercial, so take it for what it is. But were any of you guys watching, like, the pregame when they were doing, like, the whole Declaration of Independence, and they did the reading, and they had, like, all those retired athletes?
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Like, gave me goosebumps.
That sounds pretty rad, but totally has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I remember.
But it was kind of a commercial because it was a commercial.
They didn't pay $3 million to play since so we didn't.
I'm sorry, disqualified
as
well.
Commercial ever.
Okay, anything else to add?
No, that's all.
Okay, so official picks: Roseanne getting hit by a tree, Brisk M&M, and GoDaddy. Now we need consensus here.
Wait, this is best ironic.
Yes,
right.
Best,
not best
use of a celebrity or athlete. Aaron. Oh, did you have one to add? Sorry.
No, I don't have one to add. I wanted to weigh in on the Brisk spot with M&M.
Please speak up if you could.
The reason I like the Brisk spot with M&M is because it actually, for one, it's sort of interesting to look at because it's claymation, but also it allowed the celebrity to be, you know, to be themselves and to do fun things with that rather than just having them being a talking head at the camera.
I do like that.
He did swear.
Yeah.
Pretty well in that ad.
And I think they end it with something to the effect of, no, we're not going to change the spot to the shut up and drink it.
Right. And it's see, that's why I hate doing commercials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Is there any here that we feel we can immediately cut? Can we get it down to two quickly? I feel like I can live without GoDaddy.
Me too.
Oh.
I feel like I could have lived without that 5 years ago and I've been keep bringing it back.
I don't know, because if you're going best and not truly best... I mean, if it's best in quotations...
That's why I'm confused. That's the only reason I nominated GoDaddy for this, because it was awful.
Right, and I think that's what best in quotations should be.
But is there ironic enjoyment of it?
To me, yes.
Here's my thing, though. Like, Jillian Michaels wasn't very dominant in that commercial at all.
No,
like, she didn't play a vital part. Like, without Roseanne, that commercial wouldn't have it. Without Eminem, that commercial wouldn't have it. Without Jillian Michaels... they'd still have everything.
But see, then that makes some good commercials, and we're going for the bad ones here.
But we're focusing on celebrity or athlete.
Yeah, it does make it a bad use of a celebrity if nobody even cares if they're in there or not.
But see, Roseanne was a great use of a celebrity.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't think it belongs in this category.
I think Roseanne's almost the runner-up there.
I feel very strongly that
smacked in the head with a tree.
Roseanne getting slammed in the chest with a tree is the best use of Roseanne in an ad. best ironic, because, you know, if you're like best and she gives up, and if it was Roseanne at the end of the Detroit spot, you know, like a real moving spot, I think you get it. That might qualify as actual best. No, you know, M&M for that spot is not actually nominated here. My pick for this one is Roseanne getting hit by that tree all the way. How does the rest of the group feel?
I'm with Joe. I would say the GoDaddy spot, just because best could get confusing if we start to say best as in actual good commercial or best as in we're lampooning it.
Best as in we're lampooning it is definitely the way we're doing this.
See, then in that case, I can't go with Roseanne because I think that was an awesome, truly awesome use of Roseanne.
Okay.
Her voice, her attitude that we're all used to her having. Mm. And so her getting hit and she goes, oh, my back, boom, oh, my front. I'm like, oh, that's classic Roseanne. So to me, that was an actual good commercial with Roseanne in it. If we're talking about lampooning it, you're right. Jillian Michaels was weak in that commercial. The GoDaddy ads are often very weak anyway. So I think best as in, ha, we're making fun of it, GoDaddy.
Where are we at, group? Is it GoDaddy?
That's solid, you know. I'll go with that.
Do we have a winner in GoDaddy for that?
That was my nomination.
I really hated the Eminem one. Well, I'll talk about that later, why I hated that one.
All right, I agree.
Okay, we'll take GoDaddy as the pick. Are we gonna first runner up? I still want to go with Roseanne because I disagree with
Steve.
I like
your logic
so.
On that, Nate. So
thank you. Okay, GoDaddy.
It's like an Oscar winner getting second. I don't care after that.
Burst Eminem is yep. Okay, so first category one down. We're like 11 minutes deep in the show. I think we're doing great.
That's how we get down.
All right, we're gonna come back in just a second. Do the next category. Okay, welcome back. Quick breaks here. Sharp, quick breaks. Moving on at a brisk pace to category number two. Best nut shot or nut shot-like behavior. Official, and I don't want to say official. These are just the ones I've written down. We have Pepsi Max. With the dudes that actually had a nut shot. Surprisingly low nut shot content this year's Super Bowl. Steve, I'll catch on that in just a minute. We have the Zoom tablet nominated as a nut shot to Apple computers.
Pseudo shot. Joe going with the pseudo nut shot.
And we have, I wanted to nominate the other Pepsi Max. Not for nutshot-like behavior, throwing the Pepsi Max can into the white girl's face.
Love it.
Okay. Really, really weak in the nutshot category overall this year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just very few nominations. Not even like the Academy minimum five, but we're going to have to go with what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we have more to add?
No, those are solid.
I think that suffices.
Those are the only ones I saw.
Okay, so let's talk it out. Go.
Well, do we go with the actual nut shot?
Well,
does that make for this?
Begs to differ.
Right.
So be easy.
Yeah, exactly. All others are disqualified for lack of nut shot.
No runner up. I think there's only
one. I will say, I do think the girl on the bench getting pelted with the Pepsi can was way funnier than the actual.
And the reason I'm going to call that, the reason I'll call that one good on nut shot is because it actually kept the husband from getting a real nut shot. So it's nut shot in lieu of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to say that one might work.
I thought the reactions on that were the best.
Yeah,
because okay, let's say it. That woman is mean to her boyfriend/husband.
Completely.
Okay, she is not a nice woman.
Completely.
And so I was expecting her response to be like, "Yeah, I just threw that Pepsi Max at that white girl's head for checking you out. What are you gonna do about it?" But then he turns around. He's like, "Oh, you!" And she goes, "Oh shit! We gotta get out of here!" And I really appreciated the like the reaction acting on that. And since the category is, you know, has been expanded, in the general darkness of lack of nut shots in this year's Super Bowl, which has got to be a first.
If we're calling nut shots as pratfalls, can we include Doritos? With the pug who totally charges the glass.
Can we call that nutshot like behavior?
Kind of pratfallish.
Let's call
kind of guy getting mashed.
Can we call that nutshot like behavior? Okay, so judge's rule, yes, we can include the dog.
Just wanted to muddy the
water
door. Make it harder for us.
I think it's just as sophisticated as someone getting in the head with a Pepsi can.
It totally is.
Okay, so where do we come out? Is there anything we can live without? I like the idea of nominating the Zoom tablet for a nut shot. But
I was struggling to find a nominee for this category, so
yes.
That's where that came from.
Okay.
I still think getting hit in the head with Pepsi Max is going to be your winner.
Yeah. So
I agree.
Pepsi Max headshot, we can call a winner. Let's
headshot.
Hey-o.
Good one.
We call it the winner of the category. Now we got to argue up a runner-up. Now, I don't think the quality, like, based on how many nut shots I've seen on television in my years, I don't think the actual quality of nut shot in the dude that gets nut shotted in the Pepsi Max ad is good nut shot.
What is that one? I don't even remember it.
It's like a cooler.
Is the pug
going to
win by default? Right.
The pug might win by default.
I think the pug wins by default.
We have more to talk through.
Mm. It was the nerd sitting on the bench at a barbecue.
I remember. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Was that the one with the torpedo cooler?
I thought the pug was so anticlimactic, though.
That's true.
Like, he was just sitting there forever, calling it, and then, like, he gets attacked, and it was like, so what?
Yeah, you knew what was coming.
I hated that commercial.
I thought it was lame. Yeah.
I liked 90% of that commercial, kind of with the Ashley. I think the build-up was amazing. I mean, pug love. Donovan, pug love.
Gotta go with it.
Right.
I love that he didn't break the glass, but he broke the whole damn door.
Took it off
the front. That I like, but it was him getting mashed under the door afterward that
to
was
me,
like, too much.
That was predictable. I already knew 20% into that commercial exactly what was going to happen at the end. True. And I'm just kind of tired of the general buffoonery.
Buffoonery!
That's the word that I'm making.
Buffoonery!
How dare you bring buffoonery?
Making all the dudes just look like, you know, whether it's the Faith Hill commercial.
Oh my goodness.
Last year it was, let's femme up these guys and make them look like wussies. This year it was, we're all dumb cavemen.
Oh, we've gone existential on
this
show.
This is the problem with the category with so few nominations. Do we even have to give a second place?
We do. We do.
We need to pause and talk about how guys need to stop the buffoonery. Gentlemen, step your game up. We are not buffoons. We are not cavemen. Nay, I say, we are sophisticated gentlemen. Carry on.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we count
Roseanne getting hit by a log so that we can at least give this to something decent?
That's true.
Yeah, I would be more in favor of that.
That's nutshot-like.
That was actually nutshot-like.
That was quite nutshot-like.
In lieu of her not having nuts.
Yeah, women don't have nuts.
But she took a shot.
She has the... No, boobs are not like the women version of that.
she got hit in the stomach, and that's where the ovaries are.
But we're right. giving first place.
It hit her in the lady make, in the baby makers.
Do we have consensus? Can we give it to Roseanne?
Roseanne gets nutshotted.
All right, she gets woman nutshotted. Both nutshot winners are ladies.
Ooh,
wow.
What's that say about buffoonery?
Yeah,
we can't even win in our own categories, gents.
Next one's gonna be best ovary punch next year. So let me get this in. Roseanne coming in at a firm second place for Snickers. That's two categories down. Quick break. We'll come right back. We'll do some more. All right, we're tearing it up. We're back. Ashley.
Yes.
You're right here. Would you like to read off category three?
Okay, category three is worst use of $1 million. The ad that most squanders its purchase of a Super Bowl ad.
And I think it's actually like, it's more than $1 million now.
It was three.
Yeah. This is kind of our de facto worst ad category. So we have some nominees here to be read. You can read yours first if you want.
Actually, I agree with a couple of them. The cream in the boot, horrible. Groupon, don't agree with Doritos.
Doritos Pepsi as Max, a series and Pepsi Max as a series, yes.
Lipton Iced Tea, M&M.
Oh, Groupon's on this list twice. Okay, also nominated, Lipton Iced Tea's M&M spot and Chevy Volt. Do we have any more to add to the
Kim Kardashian Skechers.
Kim Kardashian Skechers.
Horrible.
The Transformers movie that had zero dialogue, just...
we're gonna talk about that later.
I realize that's ad. They're going to place that anyway, so I can be okay with removing it.
I like to call that the Inception play. Just play the sound.
Transformers nominated and immediately discarded from this category.
I love it.
Not disqualified, just cut straight up. It's
too
still
bad
nominated.
To even be in on any nomination.
Okay, worst ad.
But it's gonna sweep the Razzies.
Let me see. Let me say. I came around on Pepsi Max, and I kind of enjoyed Doritos from the start. Can we cut those just because? Just
I think
for
Doritos
not being
was awesome.
To...
The only one I didn't, and I can't even say I didn't like it. It did creep me out a little bit. When the guy was doing the finger. But what he said right after, he goes, cheese.
It was a great concept. It was just really gross to actually watch it.
It was so gross.
Sure, it looked good on paper. But,
yeah, but yeah, the series, as a series, the one that's, Doritos had one that saved the entire series, so I was okay with
it. We can cut that from this category. Yeah. Okay, what about Pepsi Max? Pepsi Max has already won one of our categories.
I would say to...
But to win, they're not
very,
shots.
They're very. I would consider them very forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
And to really be a bad ad, you can't be able to forget that.
Yeah,
it's true. That is true.
They need to strive for more.
Yeah, actually, yeah, bad can be good in the sense that you remember how horrible it actually was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now
I'm not going to not ever drink a Pepsi Max because of those ads, which means those ads weren't bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As a Coke Zero man myself, I know I'm not going to drink it anyway, but... so what else do we got? Cramming in the boot. I've actually nominated for my favorite.
I kind of liked it.
I liked it too.
It cracked me up.
I knew coming into a group of guys that you guys would all like that.
Because of buffoonery, dog. Yeah. Buffoonery.
Joe, have you ever crammed it in the boot? just that part.
I just love that it kept going well past the point of being like, oh, okay, we get it. And it's like cramming in the boot. One more, cramming in the boot.
Yeah. So we can kind of get it, Steve.
Yeah, cram it in the boot, Sperano. That's what you do. You cram it, boot, cramming it.
I like how you rolled into like.
Steve should have narrated that ad. Yeah.
I would have liked that ad better.
Drunk Bill Cosby.
That's what you do. You cram it. You're doing cramming in the boot,
and then the
yellow pudding pop.
It just starts breaking into a bunch of words and ellipses. Boot, cram it.
Now,
boot.
Now, someone has nominated the Chevy Volt ad. I don't recall that specific ad. What was that?
I don't remember it either.
I swear I saw it.
Okay, what was it?
That was me.
What was it?
We'll just pretend it existed. What did it? Which is, this is a great argument, so I hope it was a real commercial.
I remember a Chevy Volt commercial.
Okay, great.
I saw it.
You can't even get one if you wanted one.
That is true.
So why advertise it?
I'm going to go with the half of us don't even remember seeing it. It's not bad enough to remember.
That's true.
No.
I'm saying
bad as in I'm spending money on something.
That's true.
Am I getting
value? We're not saying what was the bad commercial. We're saying a waste of money.
Oh, yeah, it is the worst use of $1 million. So let's leave Chevy Volt in.
And I have the same argument for Groupon. I have two. There are two reasons Groupon sort of irked me. One is...
It's offensive.
Everyone knows about Groupon, right? My dad called me the other day, and he's like, so, Joe, I'm getting these emails from Groupon. I thought maybe you'd be interested. I'm like, Dad, I already know about Groupon. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And if Groupon has already reached my dad, then that's pretty much the end of the road. So, I mean, you've already reached everyone.
Right? Nice. What you're saying.
But exactly. He probably has heard of Bud Light, too, and they keep advertising.
That's true. And the other reason is, it is offensive. I thought the Groupon ad was really kind of insensitive.
I thought it was...
Yeah.
I thought that made it awesome.
Mm.
The fact that they're just like, but yo, they make some sweet whatever.
And here's my thing about that. Were we so offended that the ad itself was offensive, or were we offended because they got us?
We were bought in.
We were all a little bit misty eyed, and then Timothy Hutton is peddling soup.
Right.
At that point, we felt foolish because we bought in.
But is that what you want people to think about when you think about the brand?
I think that's going to turn people away from your brand. Right, and I'm definitely, I agree, but I'm saying it's one of those things where do we feel bad because Ope jokes on us, or do we feel bad because it was truly an awful ad? I think part of it is we feel bad because they got us, and we don't want to admit that, holy crap, they got us to buy in, tugging on the heartstrings. Oh, crap, they're hawking something. They got us.
My major concern is that a lot of people that are harping on that ad did not give two shits about Tibet 3 days ago. There are people, many, who do give a shit about Tibet, and they are mad, and I get that.
Good point.
The dude down the street from me, he wasn't talking to me about Tibet 3 days ago. Right. He doesn't really care.
Right.
Anyway, but I think that we can leave that in. We had some people showing some love for the Lipton Iced Tea M&M spot, the Claymation spot. How do we feel about that being on the list of squandered potential?
Honestly,
maybe we can cut that.
I thought that was a good ad.
I liked it, actually. Please tell me what was terrible about it.
No, nothing. I liked it.
The M&M part was kind of weird for me.
like his attachment to it.
Yeah, I had a lot of respect for him. So seeing him in a commercial that was kind of jokey.
Well, I couldn't figure out why he was Mr. Popular this particular year.
Because he's got a new album out, and his last one wasn't very good.
But even still, even when his albums were good, he wasn't Mr. Hawk and Ed.
I wonder if it's coincidence. The Detroit one makes sense because he's known to be from Detroit.
That's of course.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a coincidence that he would just happen to be set up.
Well, and I mean, the Brisk ads do often feature people who are caricatures of themselves. Yes. The Stallone one. Mm-hmm. But I think this one.
Oh, man,
actually,
I forgot about like the Stallone Brisk ad.
Yeah. He also and had Danny DeVito.
And there's also one coming out with Danny Trejo from Machete. He's got a Brisk ad.
I love the way
out.
You say it. Say that movie.
Machete.
Wow. Machete.
Okay. That one just.
I'm cultured.
I feel like,
I'm not
I feel
a buffoon.
Like, I feel like it was M's job to be the one to say, you know, I'm in this really great ad for Detroit, and it's not even an ad for Detroit, it's for Chrysler, but
right.
Maybe I shouldn't, you know, bring the value of that down by hawking effing iced tea.
I agree with you.
Iced tea.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
It's also heavily possible that the Brisk did a bunch of them, they thought that was their strongest and played it, and he didn't know it was a Super Bowl.
I feel like... I feel like that, like, okay, maybe dude's got to pay a mortgage. We all got to pay a mortgage. Eminem's got a house somewhere,
nah,
right?
His last album kicked ass, so I don't know if
he's fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Well,
I think he paid for his couch in cash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt.
Regardless,
rubber-banded wad of money.
Was that the worst squandering?
Yeah, does that belong up there with things like Groupon and
No.
Okay,
no,
we can cut that. All right, we cut that. So now,
honestly, I have a clear winner is the Skechers Kardashian. I'm famous for having a sex tape and balls in my face and shoes that don't freaking work.
Well, the biggest thing is I looked at that and I was like, she's not firing her trainer because she bought those shoes. That's fake.
And on top of that,
you know, you have a problem with it on principle because she's lying.
Yeah.
Correct.
And trust me,
it's
she
like,
is not
like
working
Sarah
out because she
Parker
would lose
selling,
that ass.
Selling clothes at the Gap. And you're
she
like,
don't
want to
work
she
that
don't
ass
shop
off.
Right.
Yeah. It's like when the ad like dude doing like Aaron, you know, the Solaflex ads.
Oh, I know.
You know that dude didn't get buff working on no Solaflex.
It's true.
I'm gonna go with Steve. That was terrible.
I agree. I think that's the worst one for sure.
Yeah. Cinematography was nice, but
cinematography was nice. The worm's eye camera looking up a butt.
Okay. So we're gonna take Kim for Skechers as the worst squandering?
Number one.
She actually made
I don't agree with that.
We don't have consensus. Sell us.
I can't. I feel really strongly about my nominations. So
that's true.
I agree with Joe.
I agree with
Joe.
Do we want to go?
Wait, what was Joe? What
I feel
was your
like
nominations?
Either a Chevy Bolt or Groupon.
But you can't remember Chevy.
Yeah, you don't even remember Chevy Bolt.
I remember it.
We cannot confirm or deny the existence of a Chevy Bolt ad, so I'm gonna call that.
Do
one
Do we put
out.
It to a vote?
I can definitely say Groupon. I can understand that because of its offensive qualities.
I could give the runner up to Groupon.
I think we all kind of.
But my thing is, this. Groupon, no matter what the reasoning, will be more memorable than a horrible shoe ad in the fourth quarter with a fourth-rated D-list sex tape celebrity who annoys
celebrity.
The piss out of me.
Now I'm gonna now here's if we take the spirit of the
I
category.
I do think she's hot though.
Worst use of a of a
she's
purchase
still
of a Super
category.
Bowl
totally.
Ad.
We did not bring that category up.
Bring it back.
Yeah, this is where I'm going with Skechers. Because it says the ad that most squanders its purchase of a Super Bowl ad.
Yes.
Most squanders, Skechers, that commercial did not sell me for Skechers.
Nope. And
it said nothing about Skechers.
Yep.
There's nothing.
And
it
on top of that,
of
on top of that, Groupon is still getting tons of play for their $3 million.
That was going to be my point. Was
they,
that everyone
they,
today
right.
was talking,
talking
about Groupon.
Them.
So that, now, and I might, I'm fine giving them a runner-up. Because they didn't get great publicity, but no one's really talking about Kim Kardashian's.
Wait, I found I'm on one of these Super Bowl commercials websites. There is a Chevy Bolt ad right here.
That's a myth. Don't
right
believe
here.
It.
Chevy Bolt.
I know.
Chevy Bolt. There
Too
it
late.
Is. On screen. Too late. On screen. Chevy Bolt. Everyone sees it.
We're giving it.
He typed that in himself.
He just uploaded.
He's
that.
In notes.
You just
that
coded
was
that page, and I know it. Okay, I think we're gonna give it to Skechers with a runner up of Groupon.
If most forgettable ad was on here, I'd back you up. On
yeah,
that.
If it was most forgettable,
yeah, most forgettable.
Ad, that would just be us sitting around for like 20 minutes going, "What's that?
Which one was it?
That what? Huh? Was that a Bud Light? Did Bud Light even do ads this year?
Was that the fourth quarter?
Can I say that Bud Light, I don't feel like, really did ads this year?
I think Bud Light needs to go back to the Bud Bowl.
There was a Cowboy one?
There was the kitchen.
There was the Cowboy one where they were
saying,
"Pull me closer." All right, let's
have an answer. Okay, and we'll get to Bud when we get to the best series. But all right, so we're rolling. We're at half an hour, folks. We're into it. Good category coming up next.
Rocket, don't stop it.
Best movie trailer.
Oh.
And we're back. Really, we are back.
Your
with
level of buffoonery is low.
Best movie trailer.
Thank you, Ashley. Okay, there were many movie trailers. Moms on Mars is not nominated. What we have, the official list.
He just takes that one out of there.
Is
a real movie.
Yeah.
No, it is. No, yeah.
Mars on Moms.
Mars on Moms. That's actually the porno follow-up.
Oh my God.
Where Kim Kardashian does not take off her Skechers.
That's true. Yeah. You leave them on for traction.
Nominees are Cowboys and Aliens, Rango, Battle Los Angeles, Captain America, Super 8, Transformers, and Limitless. Do we have any late additions?
I like Battle LA for the thing just because it looks like a really awesome movie.
Now,
I have a question.
Sure.
Does our opinions of what the actual movie would be like weigh into this at all, or is it purely just judging the trailer?
Good question. As I see this category, it's
got
to be, was the trailer awesome, and or did it influence your desire to see the movie?
Okay.
Was it effective?
See, I would throw on Transformers because it's not going to change anyone's opinion of whether or not to see it.
I totally disagree. Totally disagree. I have not seen the first two Transformers movies.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't?
Do you now want to see
this trailer? Because it didn't have any dialogue, got me really excited about seeing this movie.
I can see that.
Because it looks awesome.
Because any dialogue from a Michael Bay movie would just totally detract.
That's true.
Exactly.
And I like the use of the Inception sound. I'm gonna go home and do that to my wife. Just gonna go,
where all of them no.
Yeah. No, I like. God damn it. Fine.
Good stuff.
Okay, we like the blah.
I love it. I have no problem with that.
Hans Zimmer was what is the guy was responsible for that.
I think you do that.
He's responsible for the original blah.
Mm-hmm.
Have a side conversation, Steve, that I feel like the Tron soundtrack actually delivers a better blah than
it
Inception.
It actually does.
I totally agree.
Because Inception is really more of a blah, blah.
That's true.
Blah.
Yeah, Inception sounded like a really bad alarm.
On a good old blah.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
well articulated. I think we're going to lay that track down and we're going to have that to the intro next season.
Totally should.
All right. Okay, so Transformers still in there. I feel like we can cut Limitless.
Oh, yes. No. I nominated that, so you can't cut it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Joe's veto power is strong.
So, no.
How can you argue with that voice?
What? You cannot.
My both of my nominations were based on the fact that these aren't movies that I would normally see.
Okay.
But somehow the trailer sort of convinced me that they're worth seeing.
Okay, I'm going to withdraw myself from a couple of the votes then because I go to so many movies that I've seen almost all of these trailers outside of the Super Bowl.
Mm.
So I wasn't really impressed by any but the Transformers because that was the newest one.
Right.
I've seen the Super 8 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Limitless trailer.
Wow.
I've seen all of them. So I'm going to exclude myself from
this
vote.
Yeah, you got to check that out.
Because I'm going with Transformers. I'm out.
Okay. I did anyone besides me really find the Rango trailer charming?
I did, actually, a little
Johnny
bit.
Depp as iguana and little possum girl.
And the owls.
And the owls
playing their
I like
mariachi
it
because
Johnny
game.
Depp.
That trailer is one that made me kind of interested to see the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're going by the basis of
I love that Johnny Depp
seeing a movie you ordinarily
just
wouldn't.
His voice is enough to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll take myself out of the running because I will see none of these in the theater.
Okay.
Not even Transformers?
He almost went to go see Tron with me the other night. It would have been my third time, but the showing wasn't for like
three
more
times.
Hours. Yeah.
I'd like to make a point about...
That's so awesome.
And I'm saying this as a kid that grew up with comic books. I'm a comic book fan. I am getting comic book movie fatigued.
Me too.
Totally. Totally.
Not interested in Thor at all. Wasn't really interested in Captain America.
Yes, thank you, Stubby.
But you're not Thor, interested in Thor?
Thor no. did... Hey,
He's
Thor.
Beautiful.
Thor did
I'm gonna
not
see
get
it alone for my pseudo-gay crush.
But I will say the trailer, even though there was nothing spectacular about it, for some reason the trailer for Captain America kind of is making me question whether I want to go see it.
See, I feel like I can live without Captain America in this discussion.
That was like my favorite one.
Well, and I think that
I know why. I think you kind of want to touch him on the peck like that girl a little
maybe.
Bit.
Maybe.
See, that's why you can't touch Thor. Thor's peck for better. Boom.
Can I say?
I think I'm a little brain dead, though, because I'm of the mindset that you can't have a bad movie. It's entertainment. I watch bad movies on sci-fi on purpose. So I don't care if I don't care if they make every single comic book character in the world as his or her own movie. I will go see it because it's pure entertainment, and I'm a 12-year-old kid at heart, always.
What was the best trailer, though?
The absolute best trailer?
Out of what's nominated here, Cowboys and Aliens, Rango, Battle LA, Captain America, Super 8, Transformers, or Limitless?
Okay.
Best trailer.
Three-way tie of awesomeness. Transformers, Battle LA, and Cowboys and Aliens. Because... James Bond and Indiana Jones.
And Korra from Tron.
Yeah, yeah. Han Solo as Indiana Jones, President of the United States. That's his whole title.
I actually only nominated Cowboys and Aliens because Olivia Wilde is in it. And apparently at some point in the movie, shirtless.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You need to watch that trailer, dog.
I need to get back in there.
But she's Wild West Olivia Wilde, which is not the same.
She's slickery Tron Olivia Wilde. She's not slickery Tron Olivia Wilde.
That's the problem with this category. Like, you can't take your personal preferences out of this. Right. There's no way that you can talk about best movie trailer and pretend like you don't want to go see that movie.
Technically,
I want to go see them all except for Rango.
Okay. I can cut Rango. We have to start We have to start bringing this down.
Okay. We'll just take a vote then. How many people are truly interested in Battle LA?
I am more interested in that movie the more trailers I see. I think that one stays in the running.
See, anyone for me, disagree? That's tops. I've seen all the trailers and movies like that are kind of quasi-real, you know, shaky cam, handheld cam movies, they freak me out and I love it.
Okay. So I feel like we can leave that one in definitely. The Cowboys and Aliens trailer did not sway me one way or another. I did, you know, for my Quora love, nominate that trailer, but I could live without because it didn't impress me more.
I agree.
Anyone really want to stand up for that? Okay, so we can start
past the name
knocking things down.
All they need to say was past the name. Guard,
right.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Any strong love for Super 8?
$3 million
for the trailer.
Laser wristband.
I thought the trailer President for Super 8 was probably the best shot.
Yeah,
it had a little bit of intrigue to it. I thought that the spots in between where it kind of started running like the old film and stuff had a little more interest than they usually do.
Yeah,
and I truly don't mystery, and they don't reveal a lot about it.
I think that's what makes a good trailer. Yeah. That's why I had it on my list.
Yeah.
I think it's got one of the worst names for a movie ever. But
it was the only one where I actually had any interest of thinking I should maybe learn a little bit more about it. The other ones I either knew too much already.
And I think for that reason, it deserves strong consideration just on being a good trailer.
I agree. Like, a lot of times trailers now like show all the funny parts in the trailer and you get to the movie.
And it's just like any other trailer.
Yeah. I like that intrigue. Mm-hmm. I wrote down Super 8 too.
Okay.
I think they should just rename it J.J. Abrams movie. Because
yeah.
That's basically all that it said to me was, if you've seen a J.J. Abrams movie before, you've probably seen this.
This may appeal to you.
Oh, well, I will not go see the movie. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But I just thought it was a good trailer.
We should not go together.
I'll bring the popcorn.
You guys could stay home and watch new Star Trek. Okay, so a lot of love for Super 8. Anyone besides Joe loving Limitless? I did not.
I'm going to go see the movie, but I've already seen the trailer.
Completely forgot everything about it.
I don't remember it, so that's why I haven't caught it.
So now we are down between Transformers, which is getting a lot of love here, Super 8, which is getting a lot of love, and then Captain America and Battle LA, which are getting some, but not as much love.
And Thor, right?
Thor did not get nominated, bro.
Never mind.
Maybe if they would have put some more Natalie Portman in that trailer.
Cram it in the boot. Cram it in the boot for Thor.
I remember 10 minutes ago Steve withdrawing himself from this category. He's been talking and talking.
That's normal when it happens. I'm not going to have any part of this. Yo, come on over here. Let me tell you about this thing.
Never mind.
Okay, can we cut Battle LA and Captain America from this category?
Yeah.
Are we really talking about Super 8 and Transformers?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So of those two, talk it out. Donovan Barry, what do you between Super 8 and Transformers?
Oh, I'd say Super 8.
Okay.
I just wish they'd wear jerseys or something in Transformers. You could actually tell what's going on when right. they're replaying.
What? Are you trying to bring me out of talk retirement here?
Yes, actually.
Damn, you've been out of talk retirement.
I promised Joe I wouldn't say anything.
20 years. You've never retired.
I'm not saying anything else.
I'm not excited about Super 8, but I give it to Super 8 based on its actual quality rather than Transformers, which is sort of reverse quality.
You want to see it for the spectacle of, dear God, what
exactly.
is this thing?
Right.
Right, you want to see it for the pain.
Well, I want to see it. I don't really want to see it, but.
But you're gonna see it. You know you're gonna see it.
The trailer was intriguing, despite the fact that I don't want to see it, which is why I'm giving it.
Mm.
Which is why I nominate it. But Super 8, I give it actual quality.
I think what we're gonna say here is Super 8 is our winner and Transformers is our runner up. That was a little more.
You just got incepted.
Instead of a rolling, it was more of a digital like. Whereas Tron was more of a, and you know, and Inception is, there's kind of three blahs, and then Transformers again.
That's true.
That is a good
point.
Know what I'm saying.
That is a
you
good
know
point.
What I'm saying. So okay. So that's best movie trailer. We'll be right back with probably a short category coming right at you. Okay, we're gonna see if we can't rock this one out pretty quick here. Next category: best use of sexy to sell an unsexy product or service. Nominees are Kim Kardashian Skechers, GoDaddy, and the Doritos Finger Sucker.
Oh.
Go.
Oh, there's nothing. What?
Come on, you see it?
No,
you have that finger.
I was good
right
up until then.
You have to define that as sexy.
Yeah, see, because.
Do you see him work that finger?
But
I
would say.
I have a strong
hold on. But I would say Doritos might be a sexy product.
See?
Which would disqualify.
That's
true.
Yeah,
I agree.
Except for, have you ever talked to someone with Doritos breath? Very unsexy.
That's right. The Cool Ranch, not the regular flavor.
Oh, that's a good point.
There's no such thing as regular Doritos anymore. Those are Tostitos.
See, my thing is, there's nothing any less unsexy than GoDaddy's interface on their site. So using two quasi-hot chicks to sell internet service and hosting... That's my vote.
Wait, maybe should we change this from best use of sexy to best use of sexy?
Oh, hypothetically.
No, I don't think you need to
change
that.
I think that worked out last time.
Right.
I think you're trying to change it
awesome
to try to get the Doritos in, which is obviously the third one out here.
I'm saying GoDaddy.
Wait, I want to talk about GoDaddy a little bit as a man. Okay. I don't know who the people are that think Jillian Michaels is sexy
at
all.
She's not hot.
Maybe women. I don't know.
I don't think she's sexy.
I don't think she's that hot. I think she's got some good components.
Okay.
I think that as
God, what are they, Steve?
Honestly, as an athlete,
I
like to see her fit. I think her cut arms are kind of hot, man.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Again,
I'll give you arms.
I don't like my girls soft and mushy.
No, that's fine.
I just don't.
That's...
So I dig. Right. I dig her.
All right.
But I don't think in the face she's very cute.
No.
I think she's mannish in the face.
She looks like an orc.
But her body is hot.
And don't forget.
She looks like an orc. Oh my God. That's I have to
Joe
reevaluate the entire 9 hours of Lord of the Rings now.
And don't forget about the Joan Rivers part.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Right.
Joan Rivers was the first GoDaddy commercial, and it was at the
Yeesh.
Very beginning.
Yow.
Yeesh.
Sight.
Indeed.
Yowza.
To me, whatever amount of sexy, whatever you want to call it, they had built up to that point, the Joan Rivers at the end.
That's true.
Just destroyed it.
That's
it
true.
Just blew it up.
So it did. So did sexy have to make it to the end of the commercial?
I guess that's up for debate.
Please don't tell me that Kim Kardashian is going to win this one.
Okay, I'll throw in another nominee here. Like, I just wrote it down. It was a Cars.com commercial.
Okay.
Where it was the Cars. I don't think
the
it was
Cars
the best,
were talking.
But it was the Cars were talking. They were talking about, like, smooth rides and kind of that Ooh. Sexual innuendo.
Oh, and he did say he liked the one car with topless because it was convertible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything else we can throw into this?
My nomination did not make your list.
Oh.
For some reason.
Oh, which one was it?
Cram It in the Boot. With the sandwich. That's all
that
I was thinking
that
about.
Was a 10-foot sandwich.
A 10
going
foot
in the boot.
Was eating a sandwich.
Going in the boot.
Plus
that gets
had,
my vote.
Plus they had the women in the gowns.
But to sell an unsexy product,
yeah.
No.
That,
was
a sexy
that product is sexy.
All right. Okay. Agreed.
Technicality,
wow.
Disqualification.
You almost had me on that one.
Cram It in the boot.
Okay, so we're going to get to the Doritos finger sucking guy.
No.
GoDaddy.
No.
Gross.
We're
gross. Going with GoDaddy.
GoDaddy wins Kim Kardashian then or
second
Doritos?
Place.
I feel
what,
like.
What if we give it GoDaddy first and second? Then we don't have to award
GoDaddy.
Yeah, because GoDaddy had an online
competition. GoDaddy is nominated as a unit in this category. I feel like I would prefer to give this to the finger sucker over
what?
Kim
no,
Kardashian.
Because I do not think that was sexy. I do not think
sexy.
The product was unsexy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
He tears the dude's pants off.
Nope. Not a sexy ad,
sexy.
And
I need
and
to get Chip
not
Kidd up
an unsexy
in this room
commercial.
So we can get another demographic to talk
nope.
about.
Nope.
All right. So we're giving it runner up to Kim Kardashian.
If you do GoDaddy as a series, you have to do Doritos as a series. As a series, Doritos doesn't work.
McFeely has spoken.
Ashley's
wow.
killing
oh,
it
like
over
that.
Here. All right, quick category coming right back with probably the most fun character we'd most like to party with in just 1 second. All right, as promised, character you would most like to party with.
And by party, you don't mean we have to drink with this person. Because
by party, I mean, yes, exactly that.
Oh,
I mean, you show up at a party. Oh, you show up to one of their parties.
Okay.
So if we are going to include Lil Darth Vader, it would be like Lil Darth Vader's birthday party.
I'm
probably.
Still there.
Like what
I'm
kind of 7-year-old party? Now,
still
nominees
there.
Are Lil Vader from Volkswagen. The Coca-Cola dragon with fireworks breathing. Jeff Bridges from Hyundai, who just did the voiceover, but he's still there. So
awesome
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
And Tron Ozzy Osbourne.
No, you're missing mine. It's the Pug from the Doritos commercial. If you've ever
okay, we're gonna add
gone
Pug.
To a Pug party, they're awesome. You cannot have a bad time with Pugs.
We're having Pug from Doritos.
Go to PugPartners.com. With an intern
that sounds your stuff. That sounds real naughty.
No,
yeah.
it's the local
go to
pug rescue.
Dog porn site.
It's the local pug rescue. Save a pug, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
nice plug.
Yeah, and I'd just like to
good plug,
shout
good
out
plug.
All the URLs for my clients' websites right now too.
It's a pro bono one. I don't
sure,
care.
Sure, sure is.
I gotta throw in Justin Bieber.
And Bieber.
I'm sorry.
Can we immediately?
Bieber was part of.
There's
oh, that's
no
the
part.
Oh, but we're talking about the one character from.
It's really and really and as we're calling him Tron Ozzy, I will call him Tron Bieber.
Ooh.
Can we immediately disqualify Tron Bieber? Not disqualify, but eliminate.
No,
I can eliminate.
No, leave it in.
What about right. Old Man Bieber?
Old Man Bieber.
Yeah,
awesome.
We don't have to talk about Old Man.
Yes,
Bieber.
Old Man Bieber looked like he could get down.
Actually, now wait. Now let's really talk about this.
If since Bieber and Ozzy were together, I think we should put them together because then I would start to think that
single
might
person.
Make my list.
Single person. But let me throw it
Ozzy
out there.
Ozzy party that Bieber was at,
or going to
might
a Bieber Ozzy party.
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy.
Sorry. Against the rules, we need a single winner. But let me actually throw one in there for Old Man Bieber. Old Man Bieber has, because who is he? He's a roadie. Probably. He's probably Ozzy's roadie. He can probably make things happen. You know he's seen some shit. And you know that he has also dealt with some shit. So if
you're
part of
it,
it's out of hand.
He will tell you about it for 18 hours straight.
And on top of that, he called Tron Bieber a girl.
Yeah. So he's pretty cool. So I'm actually, how we feel about switching Tron Bieber to Old Guy Bieber?
In
to road, let me call him Rhodey.
Rhodey
Bieber.
Rhodey Bieber.
That was your
it.
Nomination. Are you okay with that, Ashley?
Or you Rhodey want
Bieber
you want regular Bieber?
I just wanted Bieber in there.
All right,
I mean,
so Bieber. Okay,
like
we're just leaving Tron Bieber.
Wait, that's kind of inappropriate. Should we discount
age.
That?
He's
what's that?
A little kid. I mean, that's.
He's
you
under
guys
age.
Are talking about Darth Vader.
If we
kid.
Cut Bieber,
but to
for
party
a dude.
With that dude, you want Bieber in there because you think he's cute and hot,
and she wants to party with him, and that's fine. But if we cut him based on age,
I
want to
be
gotta,
like
we got to cut
be like
Vader kid.
Little, I want to be little Vader dude's like bouncer all night, like use the force on him, and then I go punch anyone that he used the force on and make it happen.
Now, Steve, the only people that are going to be at his party are, like, other seven-year-olds. So you're going to be punching seven-year-olds.
Dressed as characters from Star Wars.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if they're real or not.
So if it's seven-year-old Jar Jar and he tells you to punch him, number one, awesome, but number two, jail time.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay, not to backtrack, but I would go back to the Ozzie and Bieber as one.
I'm sorry. No, it's too late. We're moving on.
Okay. So Little Vader's off the table.
Is there anyone we can live without? Maybe the Coca-Cola fireworks dragon?
Yes.
Explain. I want to hear why.
Yeah.
I want to hear why that dude was party worthy.
Well, lean in, Aaron. Get next to that mic. All three of you dudes need to get way closer to that mic.
I think we all saw the spectacle that happened when the dragon was given a Coke.
Yes.
So I'm just imagining if that Coke was laced with Jack.
Yeah. Okay. Or whatever. That was a Jack and Coke.
You got a show.
What happens?
But I think the Jack does relight the fire.
Not to mention, how badass would it be to fly around from party to party with the dragon?
That shoots fireworks.
First you come with buffoonery and then badassery. Now,
if you think about the Coca-Cola fireworks dragon in, say, a New Year's Eve scenario where you have to hit, like, three parties in a night, you're riding from one to one. You're delivering the fun.
It's better than Falcor.
And the chances of that happening are about the same chances of us partying with Ozzy, so I won't say that there's anything unrealistic about it.
Can we, from the list, which again is Tron, Ozzy, Darth Vader, Kid, Coke, Drag, Jeff Bridges, Pugs, and Tron Bieber, is there anyone we can immediately cut?
You can take Jeff Bridges off there. That was my nomination, but
Jeff Bridges!
Jeff Bridges!
All right, I understand.
Yeah,
he'd be pretty rad.
But he didn't sell his character in the end.
No, I feel the only
you want to know the only way I knew it was him was the spirit guide at the end. When he says now harness your spirit guide, I was like, Jeff Bridges.
I'm gonna knock on the sky and harness my spirit guide. And also, I feel like in this category, he serves kind of the same role as Tron Ozzy, and Tron Ozzy would probably be the way to go. Tron Ozzy's still in the lead.
Now is Rhodey Bieber still in there?
No, we are taking Tron Bieber over Rhodey Bieber.
I can't believe, but Ash,
I'm so glad you joined us here today. But I just don't see any way that he's going to win.
Yeah, creeper.
I don't know.
Yeah, creeper.
Creeper.
I'm okay with that.
I've seen the trailer for Bieber's new movie. It's really inspiring,
dude. I tell you what, I'm not even gonna hate on that because dude actually came up. He's talented.
Yeah, he is.
He did his thing. So I'm not gonna hate on Bieber for any of the talent. I'm going to hate on McFeely for being a creeper.
I also worry about the kind of party that I wind up at if it's a Justin Bieber party.
Okay.
And I don't need to go back to my early middle school and high school drama of the party and the social
years?
Situation
dude,
there.
Dude. 10 years, we'll talk about a Bieber party.
Dude,
in 10 years, we'll talk the hell out of a Bieber party. Because he'll be washed up by them.
I'll give McFeely points on this. It's proof that grown women dig the Bieber.
We're talking about partying with. We're not talking about whether
grown women will be at Bieber's party.
I'm cutting Bieber.
McFeely, are you going to be at Bieber's party?
Okay, here's the
thing. No, don't explain it. Are you going to be at Bieber's
party? I would be at his party.
Yes.
Okay, fine. But we're cutting Bieber.
But you guys, if you
I know
married,
that Bieber does not
if
have
you
the
were
votes.
Not married, you would be at his party too because he has cool friends.
I'd be at his party married.
Women
Usher
in
will
his
be there.
Life.
That's a good point.
Oh, God damn it. Usher would be there.
Which
oh,
means
fuck, Bieber's in.
Bieber party.
Okay, so Bieber still
we
plays.
We have to eliminate the pug
and
before
Selena
we eliminate
Gomez.
Anything else.
Can we?
I'm sorry.
At the party. Oh my goodness.
I should have brought
better.
Pugs
well,
here to sell.
Sperano is a pro. Sperano's a pro at Bieber. What is going on here?
Hey, is Usher coming? Hey, man. Hey, that's cool. How you doing?
Because
hey,
you know,
hey, yo, you think Usher's gonna show up?
You know, if Usher's there, Diddy's gonna be there too.
Maybe JT.
They will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think now you're
and according to the commercial, Ozzy will be leeching around the background, not leaving.
I'm telling you, you had me at Usher
you know
and
what?
Diddy.
I'm going to go. If Pug's out, I'm going with Bieber.
Bieber.
Okay, so Pug.
He's back
oh,
in.
God,
he's
see, okay, good argument there. So now we are between.
Bieber.
Can we cut Tron Ozzy then?
Yeah, because,
okay.
because he's going to be at
Bieber.
Plus, he's going to be hanging out at the Bieber party. So right. it's by default.
You know,
also,
true.
Also
you know,
let's just be
Bieber.
Honest. The traffic to our side is going to increase if we just put Bieber in as a winner. So, but he has not yet won because we are still between Darth Vader Kid.
Nope, he's out. Because you said I can't punch a 7-year-old Jar Jar.
Okay. And the beep bat would be a fun birthday party,
it
though.
It would be fun.
If I'm a creep for partying with Bieber, you guys are creeps for partying with the baby.
Whatever. You want Bieber for a different reason.
Which is why the logical choice is the dragon.
Into manhood. He just want to play Star Wars with his kid. I'm leaving him in.
I know. You want to cram Bieber in the boot.
I want to play lasers with this kid.
You
want to
bust your lightsabers out with a Darth Vader kid.
No, I want to bust other people in the chops when he says, use the Force. I'm like, move them.
Steve, you can't hit kids. I'm cutting them. Okay. So now we have riding around on the Coke. I just like calling it the Coke Dragon because that denotes something else.
Absolutely.
So we're riding
around. That is the party we're going to.
It is.
On the fireworks. On a dragon. Because we're going to be on a lot of that.
What if we showed up at Bieber's party on a dragon?
It's a whole new world.
You know what? I think that we would lose if we showed up to Bieber's party on a dragon because I'm pretty sure Diddy has a dragon. And Diddy would be...
You know, he did lose his car in an ad.
You know it's true.
No.
You're a little bit sad even thinking about going to Bieber's party because you know Diddy would have a dragon.
I would never be at Bieber's party.
Diddy would have a dragon.
But you know Usher's going to be there. And you know that people are going to roll with Usher.
Not my
You know that your wife is going to ask you to go to Bieber's party so that Usher can, you know, just be in the same room.
I'm telling you, Diddy discovered Usher.
But I'm still going to say
Luda would be there.
Yep.
Okay.
Luda has a dragon on Dubs.
Yeah. Okay, Ashley.
I'm just with the Coke dragon. Yeah, cool transportation. Not cool person to be in the room with. And you always want to party with people that are under the You want to be better looking than the people that you bring to the parties with.
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
So you can be the hot person.
She's an expert on Coke drinking dragons.
You walk into a room with a Coke dragon, and like the Coke dragon's going to steal all the attention. You're going to
see. Do you not look at how good this face on this guy looks?
That's why he has to be compared to a Coke dragon.
Sorry. Now come back. Counterpoint. The Bieber party, you have to get to. The dragon party you take with you anywhere you go.
However, I'm going to move to strike McFeely's argument against the Coke dragon because she has Bieber fever.
Okay.
Creeper, Bieber fever.
I feel like the argument of you have that fireworks dragon, the party is endless. Wherever you go, you have that party.
I do feel like I would constantly roll around saying, "You kidding me? I got a dragon."
Right?
With confetti breath. Yeah, dragon.
Dragon.
I changed my mind.
Oh. Donovan Berry?
Oh.
Speak up.
It's going to be a bigger spectacle at Bieber.
Oh, he got me again. I changed my mind back.
Joe?
I want to meet Luda.
I want to party with Diddy and his Coke dragon.
Okay, so we got Bieber.
Yeah, we got Creeper.
We got Bieber. We got dragon.
Nope, change me back to Bieber.
God damn it.
Bieber.
Steve. I'm the swing vote. I went back to Bieber.
Right.
You mentioned Luda. I want to be with Luda and Diddy.
We are leaving before consensus on this category.
Nope, it's done. First, second place called.
Coke Dragon is a strong, let me say a strong number two. Right. Let me say a strong
I
number two.
I could live with that. When this whole thing started, I thought it would get that far.
We're getting down to the last three categories. We're getting down into best ofs. All right, we're coming back. There's a lot of lingering emotions from that last category.
Yeah, it's true.
Best series. Mini ads, one product or service. Nominees are Doritos. Pepsi Max. Audi.
Next category.
Audi got nominated. CarMax. And do we have any late additions?
Yeah, Bud Light had a lot of ads. They were the only ones I really remembered having a series.
But when
multiple ones, they didn't really go together.
They weren't cohesive.
So none of that counts.
I don't.
I think this is just a weak category. This is just terrible. Yeah.
I'm going with Doritos. I came back around on Pepsi Max pretty strong.
Nah, Doritos.
The Nutshot one was weak. There was the other Pepsi Max was the guy we already talked about the bench. There was a third though. Now
the dog.
Which one was the dog?
Oh no! Wait.
That was Doritos.
Oh shit, we're probably going. So Doritos does have the finger sucker.
That was creepy and all, but it was a funny commercial.
He sucked the shit out of that finger.
I'm going with Doritos for the simple fact.
I'm just gonna put the language warning on this one. I'm just gonna set that up in iTunes if we can.
I'm definitely going with Doritos because Grandpa came back from the ashes.
That's the one I love the most.
Dude, okay, that was at one point huge, but like. If you really think about it, like, dude probably really did miss his grandpa. I don't think it's cool to laugh at that.
Diamond, you're the realist. What's the vote on this one?
You know, Dorito, okay, the Pepsi Max ads were all weak. The Bud Light.
They were not.
Barely even were selling the same product, even though they're all selling Bud Light.
Hardly a series.
I'm going to, and Audi's just a car. I mean, there's nothing. There was nothing going through.
What was, who nominated?
I'm going to go Doritos by
default. Who nominated Audi?
That was me.
Get in there. Get on. Move that mic. You guys need to sit on each other's laps. I'm telling you, your mic is not coming in.
I'm realizing in retrospect, I don't know if this was a series during the Super Bowl, but leading throughout the week, I had seen a series of escape the confines of old luxury, and I just think it was done in a very entertaining manner. It's a strong concept, and it grabbed me.
A lot of times they'll do that though. They'll lead off during the cheaper times in the week with pre-series ads, and then they'll get to the big blowout ad. At the end, so
I could see where as an overall campaign, I could see where that makes sense. But as far as the time that was actually spent during the Super Bowl,
my vote is Doritos.
Now, let me throw it out there. I want to give at least a little bit of love, whether or not they make it into the final category here, to CarMax.
Thank you.
Who I felt really delivered. Not only the talking cars. Mm-hmm. When I watched it, I was like, they're doing cars. Their cars are doing cars. Yeah. And I felt like they did it really well.
That was cars.com. I had to check that earlier.
Fuck.
I don't remember. Because
we'll talk about it at the on the best comedy ad category, but the one that's like, I feel like a blank and a blank. That was one of my favorites.
Right. So CarMax, there are two of them. There's the I Feel Like, which is they do a series of, I feel like this at this.
I feel like a mermaid at a swim meet.
That one was funny. Yeah. That was good.
The other one is the service station where the guy goes to the service station, all the guys come out, start working on his car, and he thinks he's getting carjacked.
Yes.
Now see, that one to me was a little bit far-fetched because I'm like, dude, they're walking around in their old school garb. Like, you are not getting carjacked. It wasn't a bunch of brothers walking around in his car.
Dude, Steve, only a question that you can answer. Would that have been a better ad if it was all brothers?
Honestly, the way he responded to a carjacking with a bunch of lily white dudes in old gas station uniforms, obviously working on his car, I thought was so far-fetched.
Steve, what happens to America if that ad was made with all brothers
cleaning his car? We would have burned down the Super Bowl.
Would America at that
point,
be over?
At that point, we would have burned down the Super Bowl.
Okay. We would just cancel America.
It would have somehow been Jerry Jones' fault for that commercial because he would have lost his $1 billion stadium.
Okay. But I just wanted to give those guys a little bit of love, and I did think that the car.
But it would have seemed a bit more appropriate.
Was a part of it.
We'll talk about that again later.
Yeah, we'll come back. So I think we can kill CarMax and Audi, and now we have to talk about Pepsi Max versus Doritos.
I don't think there's any comparison.
I don't think there's anything to talk about.
Pepsi Max, lame.
Lame.
Yeah. Really lame. So is Doritos.
Do we want to give it to like CarMax or Audi?
Nope. Because of
series. So we're going to give it number two.
Can we give them to none?
Yes.
No. I suppose we can, but I
none
think,
of the above.
But I think you? Doritos was good. I think Doritos as a series.
Okay, I feel like now we're going to start. I feel like we got a winner. We're going to argue about second place. Pepsi Max or perhaps Bud Light?
Pepsi Max. Because Bud Light was a weak series.
I don't even remember Bud Light.
I did Pepsi like Max. I like the movie set one where they're like the Three Musketeers and then like the bus or
sponsorship.
The sponsorship one. I felt like that was good. I enjoyed the Extreme Home Makeover in theory. I felt like it went on too long.
Can we nominate Groupon? They had a series, didn't they?
No.
The second one came on
not
after.
Air. Yeah. Not during the Super Bowl.
Because the second one is just as bad. Oh, it's horrible. Have you seen the second ad?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It's just as bad. Yeah.
I am not offended at all. I think those are funny as hell.
They're funny, but I can see how people would be offended by the second one.
Yeah, it's like a George Carlin joke. You either get the joke and you're like, okay, yo, that's a little crazy, and I think it's funny. But So Doritos won, Pepsi Max runner-up.
Cool.
I abstain.
Joe's abstaining.
I abstain. They're both terrible.
Yeah, Stewie, what would you pick?
I guess I'd go with because Budweiser wasn't much of a series either. I kind of like CarMax actually.
Kind of like Nutshots.
I think we moved CarMax into second place.
So I got two for CarMax. Do we have three for CarMax?
Yeah.
Stronger arguments because I liked CarMax quite a bit. Ashley, how do you feel?
I'll help him out.
I just wanted CarMax to read this, so I don't care for a second. Yep.
Boom, we're giving it to CarMax. I'm excited. Good job, CarMax, for pulling it together.
Good job, CarMax, for being so sucky.
I'm, you know, congratulations goes out to CarMax. I'm glad that you guys are listening to our show right now as we're talking about this. Oh, wait, sorry. All right, brought up our own irrelevance too quickly. Let's move on. We'll be back in just a heartbeat with our second to our penultimate category. Coming back in, we're doing the show again, guys. We're still going.
We cut the last 30 minutes of that show.
We did actually. Yeah, we were just talking about
there was
the 30 debacle.
More minutes of that show that we just cut.
Are you serious? That one went forever.
Yeah.
Oh,
the mics all went bad. It was best anyway. We just like. Deleted 30 minutes and then just came back and just recorded like 30 seconds at the end.
That's right. Because the end, the very, very, very end was awesome. Like the last 30 seconds. Wrap up.
And speaking of the end, we're near the end of our show.
Boom!
Yeah, you liked that, didn't you? Okay. We split our best ad category into two categories this year so that we're not judging apples versus oranges. We have best serious ad overall and best comedy ad overall. We will be beginning with best serious ad.
Because in the Super Bowl, I think the comedy is normally known as the bigger award. Where, like, you know, when they do movies, they always award the comedy first because it's always seen as the secondary title.
Right. So this is, yeah, so we're starting with best thoughtful ad, best serious ad. Nominees so far are Chrysler 200's Detroit ad, the Coke Lord of the Rings thing ad.
Can we count that Chrysler one as a series and give it that award because it's 2 minutes long?
Because it's 2 minutes long and they had to reshuffle ads to get it in there. That was like all the other commercial breaks were like a minute and a half and they shuffled that one to be 2 minutes.
Right.
Okay, so that, the Coke Lord of the Rings Dragon spot, the Volkswagen Black Beetle spot.
Would that one be counted as a series? Because that, I mean, that had a humor component. It was a bug,
but it didn't have a punchline. So I've moved that one into this category. I feel like it should be nominated, and I don't feel like it should be nominated against the comedy
spots. I got you.
I concur.
Okay. We have the Zoom tablet Apple Nutshot ad, and we have NFL clips. And Joe, you nominated NFL clips, and I don't know what you mean.
I did. There was an ad for just the NFL where they play clips of old TV series about people celebrating the Super Bowl.
Like Seinfeld and Friends, and they all have
and
like a shirt
Street.
On.
And the Fonz.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
One was good.
We'll talk about that for sure. Do we have anything else to add to this category, ladies and gentlemen?
No, in fact, I think if you're counting that and the Beetle one is drama, I would say those are your top two right there.
Yeah, those are one and two easy.
I feel strongly that what was done with that Detroit ad deserves some notes.
Amazing.
Because number one, Detroit sucks, yo.
Yeah.
And
it's worse than Scranton.
For an ad to come back to be like, yo, hey, yes, Detroit does suck, but we're in Detroit.
Does anybody want to fight for anything that's not on those three?
I could live without Zoom tablet. How do you guys feel about that?
I could any Nutshot tablet ads, T-Mobile, you can jump in there and get effed in the B too.
Yeah,
but I just think it's lame at this point.
It's easy.
Yeah. I liked, and maybe they're doing this artificially, but I liked how. And I think they did this, I mean, super on purpose. I just don't know if the world has caught up with this. The idea that Apple is now the 1984 villain that they originally did.
Yeah, I thought the messaging
like,
was
yeah,
really...
like that was... But I don't know
if that's true
because I would still choose to use an Apple product they're better.
But even if Apple is the 1984 Big Brother reference, it's too easy. Mm-hmm. It's an easy thing to say, well, Apple, you've become what you were once against. Womp womp, sad trombone, too easy.
Is it too easy, though?
I think it is. T-Mobile's already doing it. T-Mobile did it in a blatant way by using their look, big white room. Oh, hi, I'm a T-Mobile Mind Touch, and I'm Apple.
The fact that Apple even used 1984 in their famous spot back in the 80s.
Which to me means you can only do it once. Apple already used 1984. There is no double referencing a reference.
Well, they're not referencing 1984. They're referencing Apple's They're referencing Apple
being Big Brother now.
Right.
They're referencing Apple being 1984.
I thought it was pretty subtle. I thought it was a nice.
I just think it's lame to double reference a reference.
Do we have anyone that's going to strongly stand up for this to be the best?
No.
Okay. So we're going to cut the Zoom tab. Okay. I'm glad the NFL clips like TV show thing. Now I saw this ad at a distance in a bar with low sound. How were the effects of the jerseys and things being placed onto these characters? Was it believable? Was it good special effects?
Those were real shots.
Yeah, those were real shots. I thought they put shirts on Monica and Phoebe.
No, I thought
that they added all that. So Newman and Seinfeld really did a thing in jerseys on the show.
And the best part is that he's dressed as a Giants and Newman comes in as a Cowboy. And since you don't know anything about sports, those are like rivals. Yeah,
and they were old. They were actual old.
Why wouldn't you do Giants versus Buffalo? And you know what? Buffalo.
I just thought about
it. Because they're not rivals. They're not in the same division.
Yeah, they're in the same fucking state.
But they're
right?
not. But they're not rivals because they don't Nobody play cares. Each other.
Cares. Actually, Kramer was wearing a Bills jersey.
Yeah, the Bills.
But the reason that I like the reference of NFL films is that's what NFL films does is clips. Yes. They do the small replay clips of the old films, and so they did that with shows. That makes it even more awesome.
I thought they went in, and I thought that they just, like, meticulously put these clothes on people. Oh, I have no interest in this now. I feel like that's not creative. That's just, like, taking someone else's...
It's showing you how big...
That's awesome.
It's showing you how big the brand is.
Yeah.
It's been there all along. It's been there for years, and it's, since happening.
It's certainly not impressive on a technical level.
We're all professionals here, okay? If Apple did an ad of all the product placements they bought in movies, it would not be special because they paid for those product placements. That's what you're looking at here.
I don't know that the NFL
all
paid
doing
for those
is
product
recapping.
No, the NFL placement. Did not pay for that product
you
placement.
Don't
no, because
know
because
that.
There's no logos on the jerseys. Most of the jerseys are all just by color. All the logos are on helmets.
Nate, I think your perspective on this stems from the fact that you don't actually enjoy
exactly.
sports.
Exactly.
And so you don't understand
and
the...
it sure didn't persuade me to, did it?
Well, I dig it.
But you were watching a sporting event.
The one that I watch every year, yes, for this show. Because we do this show.
Well, what NFL is so good about with any of their commercials is that it's the emotional level of how attached we are to our teams.
Yeah.
Yep. So, like, that's what they're playing off of. Like, you can't do that with Apple. I mean, Apple is a product. I mean, you have, like,
we cut that. We don't have an Apple.
But, like, NFL, it's all about the emotions. It's all about, like, the heartbeat. And so, like, you're seeing, like, that 70s show based in Wisconsin. Like, they have the Green Bay Packers. You know, it's, like, that's the emotional tie to it. I think that makes it really effective.
I dig it.
Okay, so let's leave that one in there for right now. Beer run for anyone that needs one is happening now.
Audience?
Yeah.
Audience.
Anybody out there need one? It'll be a little skunky.
Let us know.
It's a week late. We'll
send it to you. So we can leave that in. We can leave in the Chrysler Detroit ad. But a minute ago, Donovan, was it you that said the Coke Dragon and the Volkswagen Black Beetle ads should be the two? I heard someone say.
I think those in the no, it was the NFL and the Beetle ones. What I thought it was.
Yeah, see, I don't know about. I'm still on the fence with the Beetle ad because it was a bug with racing stripes painted on it. It might not be belly laugh, haha, funny, but it was anything but serious.
Okay, I can live without that one.
Yeah.
Okay, no one's gonna stand up for it. We can take it out. Okay, so now we're down to the Coke Dragon. The Chrysler Detroit and the NFL clips, which I am fully against the NFL clips
okay.
on this one. But I've got five other people in here that seem to be all about it. So is that better than the Coke Dragon or a Chrysler Detroit?
I'm also going to use the same Beetle reference for the Coke Dragon. There was nothing serious about it. It didn't have a ha-ha funny punchline, but it was jovial. The Dragon was spitting fireworks. And it was a cartoon or an animation. I don't think that one was serious.
I don't mean that the messaging has to be, you know, we need to go out and save the Earth. I just think that its tone is we are, you know, we're telling a story. We're showing a scene.
Right.
There's some drama. There's some stakes. These things are going to come in here and murder everyone. This dragon's going to burn everything to the ground. But now the dragon's happy. I don't feel like that's necessarily.
But I would
say
the
but
fact
my
that
thing
he's
is
shooting
that
fireworks may even make it a comedy of some
exactly.
sort. Like little
Aaron,
kids would think it's funny.
But Aaron
Scooby has the floor.
I think Nate had a valid point in the fact that it was a punchline. It wasn't really meant to be a ha-ha kind of spot. So I see what you're saying, Steve and Donovan, but I think it definitely didn't belong in a comedy as a comedy only. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying that matched up with Detroit and the NFL, it still doesn't belong in this category.
Agreed.
So let's not even talk about it.
There you go.
Yep. Okay. I'm taking you where y'all actually really like. I thought it was something when they went like when I thought that they were putting those clothes on the people. I'll say it again. I am not impressed at all.
I'm not going to vote for that one anyway because Detroit is my pick.
Yeah, Detroit is totally my pick for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'll
it's
give
a masterpiece.
Yeah,
we're down, we're down between the two.
Totally. Let's talk about that for a second.
It's us versus Steve on that.
No, I love the Detroit ad. Was it a masterpiece? I don't know.
No, let's talk about it. So it's 2 minutes long, right? Everyone knows it is the Eminem Detroit commercial, right?
Right.
He doesn't come into it until the commercial's half over. Right. So the commercial starts as this awesome Detroit, like, kicking ass, you know, working really hard, right? And then slowly, you get the sort of doom, 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 coming in, and then Eminem's driving the car.
Then later
you know what would have been, you know what would have been good for me? Here's the thing that would have been good for me. You took it too far. There was the soulful black church choir on stage in the empty theater, and Eminem is doing his slow walk to the stage, and he looks directly at the camera, and I'm cheesed the hell out by then. I agree, it was the better of all the serious ads, but had they stopped him outside the car, in front of the theater, hands in pockets, fade to black, they got me. They took it
when
too far.
When he just stands there like an asshole? Like what?
Like an asshole?
Yeah, he just
Are
stands there
like an
asshole. Are
you kidding me? He walked to the stage like an asshole and then had to open his mouth and say one last
He's
final
He's standing
final.
Up for his town.
Blah, he was doing the same. It's like a poster. He doesn't need to say anything. He's Eminem. He's badass. Damn. They got his music already playing in the background. An awesome, you know, worm's eye view shot of him up, theater lights, marquee, badass Chrysler. Music playing in the background. I just think they took it too far with the church choir on stage for no freaking reason, but waiting for Eminem to come in and say his last line.
No, the song's so great, they just happen to be singing it at the same time. Wait, and, no, sorry. You realize this isn't the ad where he's claymation, right? Like,
that's true.
This
true.
Ad doesn't end
that's
with him
true.
Being a claymation character,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah,
I thought that was the beginning of that ad. It was Chrysler Detroit into claymation tea.
I gotta say, what sealed the deal for this, though, like, maybe it ended, like, a little cheesy. I don't know. I'm not going to argue with the Steve Gordon. But, like, at the very end, when it said imported from Detroit, like, there's something about, like, that
The imported
pride.
From Detroit, that was
can
really,
I change
that was
my Can
really
I change my
touch.
Vote on the Nutshot ad to McFeely just now?
Mm. Yes, but
Thank
we're
you.
Still keeping our original winners.
There's no. something. There's something about, like that loyalty or that pride, just like
no,
the NFL clips that we were talking about.
I agree.
There's something about that emotional loyalty to your team. There's something about that emotional loyalty to your
no
city
disagreement.
That just like wherever it was, if it was starting to stray at the end, like pull me back in with that.
Yeah. I just want you guys to know
Detroit.
There's like spit on the monitor.
No know? Disagreement. Exactly. If there's they like, again, if they had more. Stopped that and they just stamped Made in Detroit, fade to black with him outside the theater. Badass.
Imported from
oh,
Detroit.
Imported. Same thing. Imported from Detroit. I get it. I love that. I think I agree 100%. I just think that it was like, that would be like somebody saying, Joe, I really have to make a point to you, Stubby. And you go, cool, thanks. No. Let me make this point to you because I don't think you get it. No, I get it. Stop cutting me off, man. I got to make this point to you.
No.
It
See,
just
if he gets
going.
Out of the store and stands there like a douche, it's like saying to someone, "Hey, I feel like I have a point to make to you, but now I'm just going to stand
really?
Here like a douche."
Really?
That's exactly what that would be.
You have designed posters that are badass with somebody just standing
and
there.
And if I had motion and sound,
oh whatever,
it'd be
Spare
kicking
me.
Ass and doing karate.
Spare
okay?
me. Eminem right. would look badass standing there.
I don't even know why we're still it's
okay.
Chrysler
wins,
number
yeah.
one
Chrysler.
NFL
Chrysler
number
wins.
Two, right?
Chrysler
okay,
wins.
So we're gonna call it at that. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do you know what we're gonna recap and then we're gonna launch into best comedic ad. Okay, we're back. We're gonna bring this show home. Before we launch into the final category, Ashley has agreed to do a smoldering recap for us.
A smoldering.
Well, let me get some backbeat.
Best use of a celebrity or athlete. Number one, GoDaddy. Number two, Roseanne getting hit by a tree.
You're just killing everything with that.
Best nut shot or nut shot, not.
Let's take that one again. Let's drop it down another octave if possible. Do it for Steve.
You guys are forcing me to.
Bomb.
Best nut shot or nut shot like behavior. Number one, Pepsi Max headshot. Number two, Roseanne. Worst use of $1 million or an ad that most squanders its purchase of a Super Bowl ad. Number one, Kim Kardashian.
We'll take it. We'll go with that.
Skechers. Number two, Groupon. Best movie trailer, Super 8. Number two, Transformers. Best use of sexy to sell an unsexy product or service.
Right now, this show, winner number one.
GoDaddy. Number two, Skechers. Character you would most like to party with. Number one, Beaver.
Beaver!
Number two, Coke Dragon.
The Coke Dragon.
Best series, two or more ads for the one product or service, going with Doritos. And number two, CarMax. Best serious ad overall, number one, Chrysler Detroit, and number two, the NFL clips.
All right, so now let's bring it home. The real reason people watch the Super Bowl, the best comedic ad overall. Nominees so far include Cars.com, Talking Cars, Snickers, Bitchy Lumberjacks, CarMax, I Feel Like a This, Career Builder, Monkey Parking Lot, Doritos Dog, the Doritos Pug, we'll call it, Lil Vader, the Camaro Redhead Spot, the Hyundai Old School, What If You Stuck With the First Thing As It Was Invented Spot, which has not come up yet today, and the Bridgestone Reply All Spot, which I am not actually familiar with.
He sends out the email.
That was pretty funny.
And then the coworker tells him, that just went out. You just replied all.
So he drives around breakneck speed, taking everyone's
computer. Oh, yeah.
Ripping out everyone's computer sound.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Do we have any late additions?
No. No, this is a solid category. I think we have enough here to debate.
Good.
I know what my winner is, but there's certain parts of every one of those that
you know
was
what?
Good.
You
like
know
the...
What? I know what your winner is.
No, but I was going to talk about the others, actually.
Well, I want to, because I feel like I'm ready to start with this one, because Star Wars is dead to me. And the first time I saw
Wait.
I know you're going to pick Star Wars.
No. I want to know why Star Wars being dead to you matters shit to any of us or anyone else.
It doesn't.
Okay.
That's my point.
Here's my disconnect on that ad. When I first saw it, I saw it linked a couple days ago, and I was in a situation where I had to watch it with no sound. And with no sound, that ad is brilliant. My problem with that ad is that the music cue that they use, the Darth Vader theme song, actually totally undercuts the kind of cute messaging, the fun of the ad with the dramatic music of the mass murdering, child murdering movie character.
If that's the case, the damn helmet should kill that. There's nothing cute about Darth Vader's outfit.
Well, but it's not Darth Vader. It's a little kid who wants
exactly,
to dress up
exactly
as Darth Vader.
Exactly my point, which is why the music cue doesn't hurt
but
it.
But the music is Darth Vader's music.
The outfit is Darth Vader's outfit.
Music.
You got a losing argument here. I don't think anyone else sees it this way or hears it this way.
I don't care if anyone else agrees with me.
So that you don't think about Darth Vader being
bad guy? And then he only wears the helmet, but he can have on a clown suit to match that music.
Right.
Thank you for taking it to its most illogical extreme. That's a great way to debate.
You have the most logical soundtrack you can imagine
for
that.
It's the only one you could ever have for that.
Why wouldn't you use like a Luke Skywalker on Tatooine?
No,
because it's not Luke.
Because when Vader walks, he has the Imperial Death March or whatever they call it.
So every single time. So what you're saying is, instead of this kid walking around trying to use the Force, he's walking around trying to murder his little sister.
That's what kids dressed up as Darth Vader do.
That's what kids do in general.
So that's.
It's
I think you. I think you've taken it to a place that it has. It is not an ad to be taken literally. You have stripped context out of the ad completely, which you cannot do.
I'm using the context of the music. And just, it's no. a dis. All I'm, you know what?
That
I,
is, I don't that have is, to convince anyone else here. In the movie, that is the music that they play when he's just walking down the hallway.
That's what you do.
That is what he plays. It's like when the president walks
they can't play. They
play
can't use Luke right. on Tatooine because it wasn't Luke on Tatooine.
You're adding all this extra story into that music. It's just his marching
that
music.
That context comes with using that music. Now, I don't have to convince any of you, but I'm saying that that is my problem
but
with
you're,
that
But
ad.
Then you're also, like I said, you're negating the use of the actual Darth Vader costume. That has context as much, if not more so. I put it like this. A poster of Darth Vader has no music. It is full of context of this mass murderer, like you said. Mm-hmm. It has no music. Mm-hmm. It's just the costume. You can't negate that the costume has just as much context as the music.
My problem being the okay. I'll take you on that, Steve. The costume has been emasculated by both size, proportion, and the placement upon a 7-year-old boy. The music stands as is.
I'll rebut that by saying the helmet has not been emasculated because the helmet is the same size as a regular one.
Straight up Darth Vader helmet. That's a little kid's Halloween costume style.
Looked a little bit big. Looked a little bit big to me.
All right. If no one else is going to jump to my defense on this, or at least vague agreement,
no,
let's move on.
Please write in comments, and I don't expect to see any. If you do,
whatever. Cars.com, talking cars. Well done, I thought.
Yeah, but not funny.
But not
really over the top funny.
Hmm? Didn't really drive anybody wild? Okay,
no.
Cut it. I really liked it. I thought it was good.
It was good.
It was a good ad, but not really funny.
What's the comedian's name? Is it like Richard Pelzer or something? I think that's a different
name. Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis. Snickers Lumberjacks.
For the Lumberjack?
Not really. I liked that.
I just thought that they did better on the diva ads. That was a direct correlation when they're like, you're acting a bit like a diva. Yeah, the ladies that they use, Liza Minnelli and Aretha Franklin, diva-ish.
When was, I don't even know anything.
That wasn't even Super Bowl.
I only watched commercials during
the Super
Bowl.
They were actually last year's when they did like the Betty White.
Right.
They
yeah.
Betty White.
So yeah, I thought those were closer related. They were stretching a bit by saying Richard Lewis was whiny. I just thought that they could have used they could have used Roseanne for that one.
They could have kind of used anyone.
They should have used Roseanne and Tom Arnold. They would have got them both back together for an ad.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had forgotten about him.
Yeah, and he didn't even do his trademark.
Unless you watch Curb Your
Enthusiasm. Hand thing. That doesn't play. Yeah. Steve's doing the Richard Lewis hand thing.
Oh, that's right. I didn't say it.
Yeah. No, we're on radio.
You got to get a picture of that then.
But the Roseanne hit at the end. Is
that was
a really good hit.
I actually like the verbiage where she's like, my back hurts.
Now my front hurts.
I did like that.
Okay, so that. Do we cut that? Do we leave that in? What?
I'd say we cut it.
I think we can stay.
Ashley totally overrides you, Donovan Barry.
You gotta work on your sexy voice, dude.
I don't know. I don't feel like this one's gonna. I don't feel like this one's gonna win, but again, I really liked that CarMax. You know, I feel like a mermaid at a swim meet. I feel like a wrestler at a lawn chair warehouse or whatever that was. Like that was pretty solid.
That was my favorite part.
You know what it was for me? It was the commercial for that was the writing for that one.
Yeah,
I would have listened to that one on the radio because all the connotations locked in. The visuals were just extra.
It's like 15 punchlines, really.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
that one stays for sure.
Yeah. Oh, we're okay. So we're keeping that one in. I really enjoyed. I'm just introducing these. The career builder monkeys in the parking lot ad as it continuously tops itself with the monkeys like smashing into that dude's car.
I don't understand that one. I don't understand what the point is.
Have you seen the previous ones?
No.
It just means you work with monkeys, so you're a career builder and you get a job where there aren't monkeys.
Exactly. You work with them.
And I would figure of all people you could identify with.
And the
No comment.
The previous punchline for that one quite literally was you work with a bunch of monkeys.
Yeah.
And they were in the office causing all types of havoc. This one was a weak continuance of the previous ads.
I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah, me too.
We can lose that one.
Yeah,
we gotta cut some of these. Next up is the Doritos Pug Spot.
The Pug Spot goes immediately out.
Gets cut.
Out
the
of there.
Slow motion running pug.
Boring, lame,
it's not a best commercial.
And I really thought I thought you would go to bat for your
dogs. Super predictable.
No. I'm not. Look, I'm just saying I like the pug. I love that Pug got a commercial, but I'm just saying it's not like the best commercial in the
Super Bowl. In the show, you totally plugged a Pug website.
Of who I would party with.
Oh, it, good point.
Who is? How many of you guys have here been to like the Pugaween event?
Hey, Donovan, where like can we find out about those Pug parties?
Yeah, dressed in costume in late October.
Where do we do we go to find out more about that?
But are there Darth Vader death marches being played behind those Pugs?
I withdraw because one of them was wearing a Darth Vader costume and it just ruined it for me.
All right,
Your local Pug rescue.
I got a vote here for the Camaro redhead commercial. This is the one where the two dudes are talking about the
That one gets better on replay.
One is funny.
We were just saying before the show, I think it grows on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of funny the first time, but the more you watch it, it's...
You know why I like that one? Because it sounds like what a couple of dudes really would sit down and talk about. Like, I got this commercial. Bam! You see what the car is. And he talks this way through.
In a brainstorming session.
Right, exactly. I felt that one was really creative.
I don't remember what commercial that was.
You would, McFeely.
So there's like a silver Camaro driving. It starts in the desert, and you can hear a voiceover of a couple guys saying, "Oh, you know what ad I would make? I would have it drive in the desert, be some mirrors, and then there would be like some helicopters, and the girl inside would be super hot."
Yeah.
And then they change the girl like four times.
I like that they're disagreeing with each other too. He's like, "Mirrors? Oh, okay.
Why is she dodging haystacks in the middle of the city?"
No, that one was cool.
Yeah,
so,
I like that one.
Okay. It's funny and it's well executed, well written. It's an experience.
And then it just ends with her being a school teacher.
Is it better than... That was a disconnect for me, but is it better than what we've already listed in this category?
Teachers can drive Camaros. That's the point.
Dude, and everybody remembers their hot teacher.
Okay.
Everybody.
Next one is the Hyundai old school one, which I thought
was
pretty funny. Where everyone's like on the first cell phone, or the dude's walking around with a record player with the first headphones.
To me, I thought it was nice. The one thing that I really did like was the guy with the record player.
Walking around,
I love his reaction when the guy on the cell phone goes, "What was that?" And he goes, That was good.
I thought that whole ad was like a really clever idea, but also like a pretty good execution.
Good concept. Yeah. Definitely good concept.
Agreed.
Yeah, okay, so we're not really eliminating anything. And then the bridge, I feel like we could live without Bridgestone's.
I thought it was funny, but it doesn't really make me want to buy tires.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
Yeah, okay,
it made me want to punch a coworker who had maybe fooled me.
Yeah, and
once or twice.
And Bridgestone does some good commercials, but I never remember that they're for Bridgestone because
they'd
never be like,
the last Bridgestone commercial I remember was the baby. Was that a baby? Did they do the baby commercial?
Because they're selling tires, and you're like,
that's like
Michelin
or something.
No,
Michelin
did the baby.
Okay, so what are our finals?
So now we are down to the Snickers Lumberjack ad, the CarMax I Feel Like ad, which is maybe sentimental favorite over here, Lil Vader, which I am not done with, the redhead Camaro ad. You're pulling a Rob on me. I told you, hissy fit.
Whatever.
The Camaro redhead and the Hyundai old school. Now let's talk about those last two.
I can lose Lumberjack.
I could lose it.
Yeah.
I feel like we could. Okay. I feel pretty confident in that. The redhead Camaro talking one, I feel like we went down the guys talking about what they would make in an ad a couple years ago for Budweiser when the two girls get in a fight in a fountain. I feel like conceptually that joke has played previously.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but they did it in a way that didn't make me think of that one at all.
And if we're going on jokes that played previously, the entire competition of all...
Oh, okay, if we're just going on originality of ideas... Right.
They did add in a lot of original factors, as well as kind of making fun of most car commercials with, like, driving through the mirrors and stuff. So it was also done tongue-in-cheek as well as humorous.
That's
okay.
True. I agree.
That's true.
Better or worse than the old school ad?
Better.
All the way around?
Similar concept. So I think better.
In
terms of referencing old commercials and that sort of thing, going through the story.
Okay, so now, and I know I can accept that Lil Vader ad is going to make the top two. I can accept that. So now it's between the CarMax, I Feel Like a This and a This, and the Camaro redhead spot.
Mm, that's a tough one.
In that, I take the I Feel Like a Blank and a Blank.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Very great, like for an advertisement, great copywriting, And I love that it's circular and it leads back. I feel like a dude in a car at a CarMax thing.
Yeah.
Like Joe said, 15 punchlines in one's 30 seconds. Yeah,
it's the Rodney. Yeah. It's like Rodney Dangerfield wrote it.
And honestly, I had to watch to see what the last person felt like. That was good. So yeah, I'm with that one.
I'll disagree, but I can be on vote and I don't really care.
Okay, Ash, how do you feel on that?
I agree. I'd go with the I feel like.
Okay. Stronger. Okay. So now. Now we got to have a real talk about advertising.
No, we don't. Not really.
You want to hold the vote? Let's hold the vote.
If we take it to a vote, that conversation's done.
Now all I'm going to ask is that you actually really listen to this. And
I thought that the I feel like a wrestler and then hitting someone with a chair was immature and reminded me of violence and steroid use.
That was him. That wasn't me. That was him.
Steve, ain't no one going to listen to the sound of that voice and ever think it came out of your mouth. So, this is my other problem with the Darth Vader ad. It's adorable. It's like, you know, when we were judging Addies this weekend. Hey, we're still giving it a goal. But I have a problem, and let me just, please, would you want to yell who gives a fuck? Just wait till I'm done saying this. It's an ad that sells wanting to pass Star Wars on to your kids. It's not an ad that sells Volkswagen. The only thing that it actually advertises is that car has a remote starting mechanism. It sells nostalgia. It borrows on the interest of Star Wars. It borrows on the interest of wanting to pass along the things you liked as a kid to your kids. But it doesn't sell cars.
Bullshit. My point to all of that is we can say that about any one ad that ever played on any Super Bowl.
Bingo.
You don't like this ad, so you are putting the weight of your intellect behind your argument. It does sell the remote start. And if all I remember is the VW at the end hanger of that commercial, it sold VW.
Is that what you really remember from the ad?
I truly do.
Joe's actually got the floor here.
Go ahead.
Joe raised his hand.
Well, I was going to make the argument that I actually really agreed with Nate, because Star Wars is an incredible force to put behind any product.
He said force. Did you hear it? Okay.
However, I don't know if I agree that the competitor here, the I feel like, couldn't also have been used to advertise any product. So I remove my argument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the whole force, I go to what you're saying with the remote start. If that's what they focused on, they were selling something, and the correlation to hands-free was the link. They were truly selling something. If that's all they were selling it. The ad that we talked about earlier with the old school thing. What the hell were they selling?
Well, we're not arguing that.
No. I'm bringing it up. It's not an argument.
No, I understand you're bringing it up. I'm just saying we're not going to talk about it.
I'm saying, and you can then if that's the case, you can cut me off.
Okay,
we're not gonna
no,
talk
I'm
about
sorry,
it.
Steve. Please.
My point being, what was that ad selling? Old school. The fact that we invented something new, it was all existential. So if that's the argument, that we're not directly selling, sell, stop at Joe's, you know, buy a car. If we're not directly selling anything, then what's the point of the advertisement at all?
Well, and there are plenty of ads that don't actually sell a damn thing. That happens. That's a real thing that people have to deal with. When it comes to that CarMax ad, What they're selling deliberately is the joy of the customer service experience, and they're reinforcing it, you know, 10 or 15 times over the course of this ad. Everywhere it goes, it eventually circles back to, it feels great to deal with these people. That's the idea, that not only do they sell it, they reinforce it, and you're left thinking, like, yes, that, okay, if it's as good as all those things, I'm in.
Okay.
I feel like as an advertisement, that ad sells better than the Volkswagen.
Okay, good. I'll rebut with this. But my point is, I'm hearing your point, you're not hearing mine.
I'm trying not to. The
healthy family. A happy kid marching around his house. A dad who is willing to help his son's hopes of using the Force with this car. They're selling Americana right there. I mean, if we really want to get deep and really want to get intellectual about what's being sold, that's your point that you made, is that this car ad was selling this experience of buying at CarMax, blah, blah, blah. Same thing goes then. If that's the case, then Volkswagen was selling the happy American family.
My only problem with that is that they don't make a direct link that the overall happiness of that family stems from having that car.
As a kid who had a rocky relationship with his dad, yeah, I think it does. I think that that dad made that kid's day. When that kid was surprised, you see the look on the dad's face when he looks at the mom and kind of shrugs his shoulders like, you couldn't do that. I did that for my son. I mean, if we're getting deep, get deep on both sides.
All right, that's Aaron, you're going to say something?
Well, in my household, when we were talking about the general, all the spots in general being a kind of, we thought, a down year in advertising, the topic of the cat herders commercial came up.
Yeah.
From, I don't know, what was that, 2001, 2002? Yeah. Now, none of us can remember exactly what that was for.
What was herding cats for?
Or what they were selling.
Does anyone actually remember now?
I have no idea.
No, God, I remember it.
But it was
herding cats. It was however.
But it was damn funny, and it was very memorable. So I guess I would ask you, what do you think you will remember 2 or 3 years from now? Will it be Darth Vader, or will it be the run-on of, I feel like?
Let me just ask. Was I able with my borrowed interest argument? It's like a MetLife ad. They're not selling MetLife. They're selling the fact that you like Snoopy. Borrowed interest is a huge problem for me in advertisement, but maybe it's just my problem. What do the silent people over here feel about this?
I have to agree with that. I think I would remove that one because it's using one of the most famous things of all time. I think, despite its execution and its clever concept, it's still using Star Wars.
And see, I'm not even going to vote for that ad. I'll do you all the favor of not voting. You want to talk about borrowed interest? Once again, I'm arguing on both sides, looking at both sides. There is no more borrowed interest than the term.
Like, well, okay, no,
see,
go ahead.
No, see, I'm not. If you keep cutting me off like that, now you're doing what you said.
I'm doing the thing. Yes, I'm doing.
If we're talking about borrowed interest. There is no more borrowed interest than the term old school. A damn movie was made based on the borrowed interest of years bygone, thoughts past, old histories, old memories. That's borrowed interest, is it not?
Yes. Ashley, you were going to say something. I don't want to jump in. Well, sorry that I was interrupting you so much, by the way.
Best comedy ad. Like, we can sit around as designers and talk about best comedy ad, and we'll be talking about, like, technical writing, all that stuff. But I know that the ad that I was seeing on Facebook, you know, on the internet, on YouTube, was a Darth Vader. Because, why? Because, like, people thought it was funny. Funny enough to, like, share with their friends, like, watch more than once. Like, I don't see that CarMax commercial being played over and over. I don't see that CarMax commercial being a leak on Facebook. So I'm sorry, like, best comedy ad, which one do the masses find funniest? Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And universal humor.
Is there something to also be said for the strategy of leaking it like that?
I think so. I think they leaked it early on purpose.
Clearly, that's the strategy of getting it out there ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Donovan, Barry, where are you at this point? Honestly. Vader. Honestly.
It's Vader.
I hate you guys.
But that's the thing, is it was funny.
I was having so much fun until now.
It was funny. If it was a comedy ad, it was funny.
I wish we
took it to proportions that had nothing to do with just straight up funny. If it's borrowed interest, I agree. Fine, guys. Like I said, I won't even vote. Whether or not it was funny.
Didn't invite you here not to have
CarMax
you vote.
CarMax wasn't funny. All right, not funny. It was clever.
Do we want to vote?
Let's go right around. Steve, you're voting. What's your vote?
Vader. It was funny.
Subi?
Vader.
Donovan. Vader. Joe?
Vader.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't disagree with Ashley.
Vader.
God damn it. Number one.
Can you list that as a distant second?
Oh, do you want me to list that as a distant second?
You were listing one of your others as a close second. I think this one gets listed as a distant second.
Type in note, distance, just for Donovan.
You guys need to play the Vader music.
Sad face. We get sued.
There's only one soundtrack to the show.
Yeah, Lucas would sue.
Yeah, we can play that one.
All right, maybe we should all, at the end of this, we should do an acapella blah. And, okay, those are our winners. So, best comedic ad overall, Lil Vader. I love it. It's great.
Yay.
If you have it on mute.
Yeah, on mute.
Also, the 60. Hey, the 60 was better.
The 60 second is better. And seriously, watch that ad on mute. It is better on mute. Except that you can't hear the car starting, but so it just kind of looks like he's blinking its lights, but anyway. I'd like to thank Ashley, Joe, Donovan, Aaron, and even Steve. Steve for coming and doing battle proper.
I love that you don't, like, you hate when people disagree with you.
I think that, well, that's why I wanted to kind of do the show this way, because, you know, we've been doing Addies, Donovan and I, for a couple weeks here, and the best part of doing those or judging competitions is those conversations at the end where you really have to talk out.
Nate lost on some of those too.
It turns out I lost on some of those. It happens. Come on now. Sorry, but yeah, I think it's okay to get up about the things that you care about. So that was our Super Bowl show, clocking in almost 2 hours here. And thanks everybody for coming out, taking time out of your nights. I will attempt very seriously to get the show up tomorrow. And we'll see you guys back for more regular old Reflex Blue action pretty soon. Good night. Wah.